堂听 class.com。
Oh dear, there are some exceptions here. You can't really drop an R when it comes between two vowel sounds. You can't very well say they sigh and miracle instead of very sorry and miracle. In a lot of English speech, the R simply comes back. You keep the English muscle glide in pronunciation and do a normal R sound. Try it. Very sorry, miracle, carry.The same thing happens when the R drop is followed by a word that starts with a vowel. Not saw it me, but saw it me. A pair of socks. I prefer it. The year after. Now, in some very aristocratic speech, you'll hear a tapping of the R, a sort of a D substitution. Very. Sorry.Miracle, saw it me, a pair of socks. This is a bit more difficult to do, though, and most English speakers simply return to the simple R glide in these medial positions. Now repeat this lesson and practice all of the additional drills for R drops in the manual.